Good morning. It's Tradio time, and already the phone is ringing. And our newest employee, Rebel McGrath, is out there. She's already got two calls on Tradio. Well, first I wanted to say that we have Chris Weiss in the studio with me. Good morning, Chris. Hey. Also, Eleanor Candle, our next to newest employee, is here.
Good morning.
And she'll be helping me run the board. Rebel will be doing the phones. And, we will start out with the first caller.
It's just one caller. I clicked it twice on accident.
Oh, that's okay. Good job. Okay, one moment here, and we will go. Oh, this goes, and this goes. Hello, caller on line one.
Am I one?
You are, Joyce.
Yes, Joyce.
Oh, it's Joyce. Okay. I was looking for Job. I was going to wish him a happy anniversary, him and Lou, but Chris is there instead.
Yep.
So, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Yep. I was calling about Sons of Bingo tonight. I heard you earlier, Julie. The doors open at 5:30. It starts at 6:30. And tonight, snack is going to be a chicken taco soup. And I am making homemade bread pudding. And my kitchen smells so good.
That's excellent. And that's tonight's dinner?
That's tonight. Chicken taco soup and homemade bread pudding.
Sounds good, yeah. Joyce. And once again...
Okay, thanks.
Okay, doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30.
6:30 prompt. Dougie always has it going exactly at 6:30.
Okay, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I also want to remind everybody that Tradio is for buying, selling, or trading for individuals or nonprofits. And you can also, what were we saying? Oh, you can announce events, clarify details, the how, what, where, when sorts of things. That's all appropriate for Tradio. And in that vein... Rebel has something to say about something she is up to. Okay, let me get you. Okay.
Today, outside my mom's office, we're at Hammer and Recon downtown parking lot.
Okay, just a second. I have you on the wrong mic. And... Okay. Try again.
Today, outside my mom's office at the downtown Hammer and Recon parking lot, I'll be holding a car wash to help pay for my Rotary step exchange to Italy. I'm leaving in 5 days, and stop by if you want your car to be cleaned. I'm doing like a $20 suggested donation, and I have bought so many tools, and I'm really excited to clean everybody's cars today.
So is this something inside and outside of the car? Do you vacuum the car?
We were not. We're just doing the outside. Okay. We're going to wash it, do windows, do tires, whatever. Outside.
Yes, maybe you don't want to go inside people's cars.
No.
That's, they can do that. You can get it shiny.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm afraid you have to go back to phone duty because the phone keeps ringing.
Times?
Oh, yeah. Starting when?
It's going to start at 10 a.m. just after Tradio, and okay. I'm going to go all the way till 6 p.m. So I'll have time for people to get off of work and come down if they want their car cleaned.
Excellent.
Right.
Any other questions? Just stop by. No calls.
Yeah, just stop by. Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thanks, Rebel. Okay, so we had a couple phone calls, but they disappeared. So if you called, we are working on the phones here. Call back if you have something to announce.
Okay, well, I have something to announce for Rainforest Festival.
Oh, just one moment.
Okay.
Somehow you're on mic three. Okay, now.
Okay, there we go. Yes, now I can even hear myself.
That's right.
Okay, so just something coming up for the Rainforest Festival. Vivian Mork is coming into town, and she is going to be teaching people about foraging and medicines that you can find within our environment here. And
what kind of medicines? Like medicinal mushrooms?
Like
turkey tail or herbs?
Herbs, various plants can have healing properties. Mm-hmm. I mean, like even Labrador tea and things like that. So she'll be discussing a lot of that. She is actually coming into town today, and tomorrow there will be a workshop from 10 to 2 at Sandy Beach. And so, you know, be prepared for whatever the weather is. Have gloves, have containers for gathering things. She will be kind of trying to cook or make things from the things that we've foraged. So bring your plate and your utensils. Also, if you can bring something to share, if you have something that is wild and foraged, great. If you don't, you know, anything just to share, because that's part of the process. You mm-hmm. you gather, you share.
It reminds me of that book, Stone Soup.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that is happening on Saturday from 10 to 2, and on Sunday from 10 to 2, a similar thing will be happening, but Vivian was familiar with Sandy Beach, so we started there. But mm-hmm. she's going to be exploring some other areas when she gets to town this afternoon. And so it's going to be a surprise on Sunday where we go. And you would meet in the library parking lot, and they will carpool from there. And who knows? It could be going back to Sandy Beach. It could be going out the road. We don't know. It depends on what she finds where, and mm-hmm. That's part of the thing, too, is like you find what is available in this season and go with it.
Okay. Is there any intertidal foraging, or is it all forest plants?
Well, because it's Sandy Beach, there may be some beach type of gathering also. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So, should be fun.
Just show up. You don't have to sign up.
You don't have to sign up. Okay, so, again, it's going to be like Stone Soup. We don't know whether we'll have 10 people or 50 people. So.
Wasn't that the book where the guy had a stone? He said he was going to make the soup. And yep. He said, but you just pitch something in,
yes,
and pretty soon
right.
the soup was
exactly,
made.
Exactly, exactly.
I love that story. Well, I'm trying to think. There's also today the invasive species
yes,
walk.
At 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Meet with Joni Johnson, and it is the start of invasive plant week.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on going because I missed some of her other walks. So
Joni's, yes.
Yes.
She has lots of information to share. Plus that trail, which we all love,
yes.
is getting kind of grown up. I found some really strange plants along there you don't find other places.
Oh.
And they're invasives.
Yeah.
Like that pretty little orange flower that looks so nice yes. with the lupin, but actually is an invasive as well.
I know.
Oh, we have a call. Okay. Eleanor, you're going to make the switch.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Kathy, and I'm calling to put in a plug for the Charity Box, which is open every Monday throughout the summer.
Okay.
And it's from 10 until 4, and it's at 1st and Fram Street behind the Chamber of Commerce. And people can bring donations the day that it's open. They don't have anybody to collect them, and they will just sit out in the rain if somebody brings them by earlier. But I also want to say that this Monday is the first bag sale. They have bag sales every once in a while where you can fill a bag for a certain price, and instead of per item, and it's going to be just for clothing. So it's a $10 for a whole bag of clothing that you can take, and every other item will be the regular price. But anyway, Charity Box on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And okay. Thanks. And
bye-bye.
And I just wanted to make a quick mention, too, that we are for the Rainforest Festival, we were able to bring Vivian Mork here because we are also we're supported by Petersburg Mental Health. They helped us out with funding for that. And I just wanted to make sure we recognized them for that.
Okay. We have a couple callers now. Caller on line 2, you're on the air. That's you.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And Julie. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sunny Rice. I'm calling about commercial fishing boot camp, which is happening next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, down at the A&B Hall. It's free training for high school age. We'll take you if you're a little older. Kids who might be interested in becoming a commercial fisherperson, or, you know, a deckhand. So we're going to do a lot of marine safety. We're going to do some just understanding how our fisheries work. We're going to do some basic skills like knot tying and splicing. And we're going to go down and walk the docks and learn about the different kinds of boats. And actually have a couple folks who told me that they're interested in a deckhand. So
excellent.
there's a need for deckhands in town for sure. So if you come, I can pass that information on to you. So like I said, it's free next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you need to pre-register, though.
Okay, you do.
We provide lunch each day, so I want to know how many people to get lunch for.
Okay.
And you can go to alaskaseagrant.org/events, and you'll find it there, and then you can sign up.
Okay, excellent.
So people can call me if they have questions.
And your number again? Your phone number?
772-3381.
Okay, thank you, Sunny.
And what ages did you say again?
High school or a little bit older.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sunny.
Thanks.
Thanks, you both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to caller on line 3. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, girls. It's Ashley Laura calling.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, good morning. I am calling. I just caught on to the radio, and I wasn't sure if there was any announcement for the first market, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I have been talking about it for a couple days now.
Oh, good.
But you can tell us more.
Okay. Well, I'll be there with jewelry, selling some earrings, and then my daughter and her friend Carmela will be selling some baked goods and dried fruits. So I think when I talked to Becca last, she said there were 8 or more tables, people coming down to be to vend. So it should be a nice morning outside Salty Pantry tomorrow morning, 11 to 1.
Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Okay.
Caller on line 1, you are on the air.
Hello, this is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
I have some artificial flowers that I would like to find new homes for. I got them for the church sanctuary, and there doesn't seem to be a need for them there. There are a lot of carnations, as well as there's some orchids, and there's other things. There's just a variety of flowers, but they're just taking up space, and I don't need them. So if anybody is interested in them, they can contact me. I can either give them to you for a donation to the Presbyterian Church or just give them to you. My number is 907-772-3136.
Okay.
Okay, got that.
Thanks,
Marilee. Okay. Caller on line 2, you're on the air. And that's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pia.
Hi, Pia.
Hi, Pia.
Hi. Hey, I am having a yard sale this weekend on Sunday.
Ooh.
Between 10 and 2, about.
Mm-hmm.
Up here at Frederick Point Drive, 171 Frederick Point Drive, or Cabin Creek Road, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I have all kinds of stuff. I have a kayak.
Oh my.
And I have some windows. I have lots of stuff.
Oh, that's intriguing. So you just go to Sandy Beach, go past it, drive to the left on that road, and get out as far as, what was the address again? You go over the bridge, and it's not
171. So okay. It's over the bridge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Okay.
Okay.
I'll put some signs up.
Oh, okay. That would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That okay.
Would help, I think.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would help.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Pia.
You.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm wondering if it's our phone system, but we're getting that kind of delay.
Yes,
and it
I
sounds like
that.
We're having a. It's probably the phone system, but yeah, because not everyone who's calling in has that problem with their phone. I think it.
Yeah.
You know, when you do the math, it's like it's everyone is doing something wrong except you.
Yeah,
then you do the
math, I know.
You think there's a common theme here. So I'm thinking it might be our phone, but don't let that stop you from calling.
No, no. Because we just might have to ask you five times what you said.
Oh, well. Well, it's a big training week here at Campus Day. We've got two new people
week.
That are learning how to run the board, and I'm running the board now, so any mistakes made are on me. But yeah, it's going to be very exciting. Isaiah took off. He's on his way to the Cameroon. Peace Corps.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Eleanor, you would like to say something? You're going to take in the gap year, so you're going to be around when you're not saining, which I love about this town. Is like everyone is around except when they're fishing.
Yeah.
So we're very thrilled to have
off
her.
To Italy or
like Rubble, who's going with Rotary Exchange. So is your mic on there? Yeah. So you're going in the Rotary short term? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
The shorter?
It's called STEP, STEP, mm-hmm. And it's short term exchange program. So
uh-huh.
It's just a summer program. Uh-huh. And basically, it's like a flipperoo where I go to Italy and then the Italian girl, Martina, she's going to come back with me.
Oh, she's coming home with you?
Yeah. So she'll be in town for 3 weeks. And if anyone's interested in meeting her, I'm sure you could contact my mom or something. But
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could bring her to work here.
I could.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right. When you come back, but
yes.
There'll be lots to show her. And
yes.
So you're going into ninth grade?
Yes, I'm going into ninth grade next year.
So it's a high school program?
Yeah, technically it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like supposed to be 15, but I'm 14, and they're making an exception for me.
As we all are. We do have working papers for her.
Yes.
You're sitting out there going, what is a child laborer at KFSK? She's on beyond her years, mature beyond her years.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, so you're going to have some fun in Italy.
I hope so, yes.
Oh,
so they plan to.
That's such a great program.
It is. I'm so thankful for it.
Yeah. Well, that was a flurry of calls, and the way we get more calls is always you start the rundown.
Right.
And then the phone
right.
starts to ring.
Okay, so let's start the rundown. Excuse me. Joyce called. It's bingo night at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Tonight's little special is chicken taco soup and homemade bread pudding. And Rebel, do you want to just mention yours again?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I'm going to be holding a car wash today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So basically all day. You can have a time slot to come downtown. No need to call ahead. Just show up with your car. And it'll be a $20 suggested donation, and all proceeds are going towards my STEP exchange to Italy through the Rotary Exchange Program.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be just downtown, Hammer and Weekon downtown parking lot where everybody goes to commerce downtown. And that is, yeah, that's the details about that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Kathy called about the charity box. They are now open for the summer on Mondays only. It's located at First and Fram. Their hours are 10 to 4. And please only drop off donations during that time. And they are having their first bag sale this coming Monday. It's clothing only, $10 per bag. You can fill that bag with as much clothing as you can get in there, and it's only $10. Everything else is the regular price. And, of course, when you bring things to them, I think they have exceptions. They don't take, like, books and electronics and
right.
kids' clothing and
furniture.
Things like that. Furniture. But they'll let you know if you got the wrong thing. So
right, because they don't want you dropping it off ahead of time.
Right.
They want to see it.
Right. They want to
yeah.
see it. Sunny called. There is a commercial fishing boot camp coming up this next week. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday being held at the A&B Hall. They'll be dealing with marine safety, how fisheries work, knot tying, splicing, all sorts of identifying what type of boat is what. You do need to pre-register because lunch is provided. You need to be high school age or older. And apparently there is a need for deckhands. So once you go through this, you might have the opportunity to be a deckhand.
That's right, a trained deckhand.
A trained deckhand. And you can go to alaskaseagrant.org/event to register. If you have questions or maybe even register over the phone, you can call Sunny at 907-772-3381. Ashley called. It's the first market coming up this Saturday, 11 to 1, at the Salty Pantry parking lot. Marilee called. She has artificial flowers, lots of different kinds of flowers, but she did mention carnations and orchids. She is willing to get rid of those for a donation to the Presbyterian Church or free, and she just needs to get rid of them. The number to call is 907-772-3136. And Pia called. There's going to be a yard sale from 10 to 2 Sunday at 171 Frederick Point Drive or Cabin Creek Road, whatever you want to call it. There's going to be a kayak, windows, you name it. She said that there's a lot of stuff available. So that's Sunday, 10 to 2, 171 Frederick Point Drive or Cabin Creek Road.
Okay. And we've been announcing about the Raven Trail 2-3
yes.
invasive plant walk with Joni Johnson.
Yes.
Yep. People can join in on that. Don't just show up there at the trailhead. I think just probably at the Sandy Beach parking lot.
Yeah, I would say
for that.
You'll figure it out once you get there.
Okay. Well, that looks like a wrap then for Tradio. No more calls came in. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in, and Rebel and Eleanor. And we will go back to Rising Tide Music with Eleanor after this message.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.